a choir of Central District sirens to whine and shriek. But you would hardly hear the howling over all the stomachs growling right down the street. Here on the wrong side of red lines for real estate brokers, methadone lines full of pregnant teen smokers, the lad, Uncle Abe, breaking shot in Freud, a fodder bleeds and bleeds.
Too Much Rock podcast number 749. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 26 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week and I play my favorite track from each. We started with one from Splitsville from Baltimore, Maryland. The song is called Fallsway and it's on the band's new album, Mobtown, which came out on July 18th on Big Stir Records. It's the band's first album in like 20 years. They were kind of a big deal in the 90s power pop revival era, and they're back now with an excellent album. It's a little mellow for my taste, but it's so beautiful, that track there especially. And all the songs are about Baltimore, so if you know that city, this one's going to be extra special for you. I got lots of music for you this week, and we're going to start in the Wayback Machine in 1998 with the Eiler set. This one's called Long Division.
Saw algebra in you, see on the tree. troublemaker, a rascal, a menace. Not everyone can hack my presence, but that's their problem. If you hear me come in, do yourself a favor and move out my way. Unless you're coming along for the ride, it'll be the ride of your life. We'll take the night, grab it with both hands and tear it apart with our teeth. Order means nothing when you're out with me.
We need to talk about Dennis.
With chaos, want a party with Percy's? Consequences mean nothing to me. Morning is your problem, I don't stick around. The damage is done, it's all you from here. And don't come a looking, cause I simply do not care. Like you'd even find me. Well, maybe after a few pints, and I only make an appearance when the time is right. You see, I'm all about the here and now, living the moment, all that half ADS. Don't try to dissect, don't try to understand me, there's nothing to get. I got no rhyme, no reason, no thoughts, no feelings. I'm just Dennis, and Dennis does what Dennis wants. You can't quiet or contain this beast. The only thing that can is sleep, and I think sleep is for the weak. And I'm nothing but, the only weakness of mine is Denise. And she's on her way, so I'm gonna have to leave.
Like a hurricane,
I love you like a hurricane, baby.
His box is big as a spice. We need to talk about Dennis.
Dennis who?
He only comes out at night.
Lock your doors.
Rush it like a hurricane. His box is big as a spice.
His box is big as a spice.
Something new and something old for you there. Starting off with the Eiler set from San Francisco and the song Long Division. That was on the band's debut album, Terrible Things Happen, that came out in 1998 on Slumberland Records. Just an excellent indie pop record. They're a little on the twee side. You don't see that one pop up very often, so I'm glad I found a copy. Glad I was able to pick it up. Glad I was able to share it with you. And then after that, we heard something brand new from Panic Shack from Cardiff in Wales. The song is called We Need to Talk About Dennis, and it's on the band's self-titled debut that came out July 18th on Brace Yourself Records. That album is so very good, so smart and fun punk rock, and you can hear more about that one when I'm talking about my favorite albums of the year. It's just that good. All right, let's continue on here. I've got something from Gino and the Goons. This one's called Push Your Luck.
Push your luck.
blast of punk rock energy from the garage there, ending off with The Chinese Junk from London and the song Shut Up About the USA. Before that, we heard from Gino and the Goons from Tampa with the song Push Your Luck. Both of those have just put out a split album called Talk Trash With that came out last week, July 18th, on Big Neck Records. Just a wonderful slab of vinyl there. And I don't usually play both sides of a split, but this one was so good, it was worth sharing with you. 10 songs there, you really can't go wrong. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. Let's continue on here. Let's slow it down just a little bit, though. This is Blanky in the song Periwinkle Blue Eyes.
Well, hell, happiness on a leash. Doesn't that sound like a summer breeze? But we likely take it for granted if it was always within reach. Periwinkle blue eyes, so confused she makes me melt inside. Elicit sympathy like a felled old tree. I loved her so much she can still make me cry. I tried to help but it was always in vain. When I start feeling too good I pull the reins. Pitiful and pernicious, a killer whip but a bit too superstitious.
Change for the better, but only if you don't want me to go. Clippings, the clippings of modern, modern, and quarterly classifieds, just to find me something to die for. We could get our initials in the concrete now, all the passions wear. There are times when a white flag is nothing but a blank canvas that waves for what happens next.
You enjoyed stretching out with that one as much as I did. That was Ryan Davis and the Roadhouse Band from Louisville with the song Better If You Make Me. That's on his new album, New Threats from the Soul, which came out July 25th on Sophomore Lounge. Only 7 songs, but stretch across 2 LPs. He's got a lot to say there. He's kind of old country, kind of indie folk. He's got all the bona fides, though. He's got Will Oldham on the record. Bill Callahan's a big fan. And even the late David Berman was always singing his praises. And you can definitely hear that influence on that record, as you can, I think, the record before that, Blanky, from Lawrence, Kansas. The song Periwinkle Blue Eyes. And that's on the album Idols on the Wall, which came out June 28th, though I think it just had its release show last weekend. It is self-released, but it's available on beautiful vinyl. And I know that's how you're going to want to pick it up, just like I did. And that album is really good. It's very different from the last Blanky album and probably would be very different from the next Blanky album. Anthony Kennard, who runs that band, just always has something different in mind. And this one's a very solid listen. Anyway, we are out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock podcast number 749, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media networks like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, we got some fun things coming up here. We've got Drifter playing a show on the 29th at Bottleneck. MS Paint is playing The Ship on the 30th. On the 31st, Wayne Payne is back at Hillsiders. Fitz and the Tantrums are playing Truman that night. On the 1st, Radke is at Lemonade Park. Toad and the Wet Sprocket is at the venue that shall not be named on the 2nd. On the 4th, Dropkick Murphys are at that same venue. On the 5th, Boundaries are playing Record Bar. Ghost is playing T-Mobile on the 5th. The 6th, Camgirl makes it to Skate Bar. Sweeping Promises and Horse Girl play Bottleneck that night. Bronco plays at Record Bar, and Ben Quad plays at the Rhino. Oh, and Wonderlick is at Minibar that night. On the 8th, Plague Garden plays at Minibar. On the 9th, Aquabats are at the Madrid. Jorge Arena Trino is at Howdy. Corners of the Sky are at Raytown Records. Looking over at the website, we've got a couple of new things out there. Photos and videos of my thoughts of the Numiers, Othiel, and As We Were Before show, of the Whiffs and Sparrowhawk show, and of the Warm-Up, Stereosity, and Jamwich show. So lots of things out there, still lots of things to come. I've been very busy, but I'm not done with you yet. I've got time for one more. I'm going to play something from Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. I know, I have the last couple of weeks, and I've been on a big kick, but I found the last album I was looking for. It's Time For, released in 1986 on Upside Records. Kind of a dark horse in the discography. A lot of people thought it was a little thin, but I enjoy this album a lot. It's definitely part of his early rock and roll, almost doo-wop love phase, and I think it's just wonderful. The song I play is called Just About 17, and it's got all the childlike wonder that he has maintained his entire career. So let's end things here. This is Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers with Just About 17. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
I'm about 17, I guess. Yeah, I read what the calendar said. But I'm not about to drop dead. I just happened on the scene. And since I wake up in the morning and I love the world, like a boy chasing his first girl, what do numbers mean? I'm about 17. Let's get to the program.
Dang, dang, new day, dang, dang, new day. Just about 17, I say.
And since you still can't beat me for rock and roll, what do numbers mean?
I'm about 17.
I'd say I'm about 17. Yeah, I know, I read what the calendar said. But my heart is not yet dead. In fact, I've just showed up here on the scene. And since I walk down your street with a certain joy, usually found in a girl kissing her first boy, what do numbers mean? Wouldn't you say I'm about 17? Modern love's gonna rock for the folks now.
Wang, dang, do dang, 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 do dang. Just about 17.
Know what I mean?
I'm about 17.